Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Love. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Say it again, God's my friend. And I am His. The Bible said concerning Abraham, you remember when Sodom and Gomorrah was about to be judged and destroyed, the angel of the Lord came to Abraham. And you know what he said to him? Shall I hide from Abraham the thing I'm about to do? Abram's called the friend of God. What does that mean? If somebody's your friend, you don't leave them out. Now we're getting to a lot of things here. But see, if you love God above your very breath, then you are going to tap in to the friendship of God like other folk don't. And you're going to get into the inner counsel of God, and these things will begin to work in your life. And the Lord, before it happens, He'll come by and say, I got to talk to you, friend. We're about to do this in the earth. I couldn't leave my friend out. I want you to know. Didn't the Lord do this with Abraham? He said, I can't do this before I talk to you. A man. Now listen, you and I need to stir up more along this line between each other. We don't need to go spill our problems on each other all the time. We don't need to do it. We talked about that this morning. But we don't need to leave each other out of our lives either. And the Lord said to me on a couple of occasions, He said, if you don't let them help you and stand with you and believe with you in this, then they don't get to partake of the glory and the victory either. And so the things that are the most significant to us and the most weighty to us, your real friends, you have to include. And the things that are most precious to you, if they're friends, what happens? You share them. I've seen preachers afraid somebody else might preach their stuff. So they wouldn't talk. They wouldn't talk to you. They wouldn't share with you. Like, well, they start talking about something you can just say, they just shut down. Why? Because they're afraid somebody else's name might get stuck to their great revelation. Well, are you so deceived to thinking you're the first one that ever heard any of that? Are you kidding me? None of us are creating revelation. We're vessels. Amen? And if you're free with your revelation, you're sowing. Amen? Did you hear that? Yeah? And you're going to have a harvest. You're going to have multiplied harvest coming in. Amen? If people hold it precious, share it. Of course, be led by the Lord, but don't be closed. There's some things that have happened in the faith circles that are not good. People are trying to project a facade of a higher level of faith than where they really are. I used to see Rhema students do this. I saw a group sitting talking one time. They were talking about some things, and it just I had to get up and leave and laugh. Because they were trying to talk about scriptures and about what they knew about God, and wanted to get to a place and just wouldn't say anything else. Another one would, because they were afraid if they said too much, the other one would realize what they didn't know. Or that they didn't know what a scripture was, or they didn't know, understand this, or have this revelation. And so they were so stiff and so cold and set with each other, and just, and finally they just said, well, bye, we'll see you, and they all left, you know. Not realizing they could have had rich fellowship. To just open the door and go, you understand that? No. You seen that? Nope. Well, me neither. Let's believe God. Did you ever wonder about this? Yeah, I really did. You understand what it means? Not at all. But friends don't hide from friends. They don't lie to friends. They don't try to project facades. You are what you are. You are where you are. And a friend doesn't care.
Amen.
They love you anyway. Even if you're in a low place, they believe you're going somewhere big. I had a couple invited me to their house when I was their lab teacher in school and stuff, and usually I didn't do that, but the Lord led me to go with them, have a meal. And this brother, bless his heart, he came to me a few weeks later because he asked me, his wife wanted to fix us a meal, and I said, well, you know, I thought about it, and I came back and told him, I said, okay. He came back to me about a week later, he said, I'm sorry, Brother Keith, she was standing right there, he said, I don't think you can come. And I said, yeah? He said, well, he said, if you do, it's going to cost me a lot of money that I really ain't got. He said, because my wife said the couch is tore up and you can't come sit on that couch. And the table's got a shaky leg and stuff, and it's just going to cost me too much money for you to come. And boy, she was poking him. I just said, shut up. And, but he was just more honest than a lot of people are. Huh? You see, people, they won't share, they won't fellowship because they're embarrassed, because they don't have a huge house, or they can't buy the fanciest food or this or that. I remember when we first got to Tulsa, didn't know anybody, barely had enough money to get in the door. And we were there and just felt like, you know, half the demons around were trying to tell us, you are crazy. You have missed God. You're going to starve to death out here and everything else. And a couple we didn't know met us at the door and shook hands with us and said, well, you're moving in. We told them, yeah. And just a couple hours later, they come. They had a big pot of beans cooked and some other things. And it wasn't much. I mean, it was a real basic meal. I know it didn't cost a lot of money. But they said, come in here and eat with us. And I'm telling you, I remember that to this day. You know what I mean? Why? Because you needed something. You need somebody in this big old city that acknowledged that you were alive and acted like they might care a little bit. And they had little bitty apartment and little bitty pot, but I'm telling you, it ministered to me as if it had been a 12-course meal in a castle. But you got people, they won't invite people over, they won't eat, they won't invite people to spend the night. Why? Well, we don't have enough bed. Do you remember just a few years ago? I mean, my grandparents, they'd have half the community sleep over sometime. I mean, you know, they only had, you know, a couple of beds, but they invite everybody and all their kids and all their kids. Where are they going to sleep? They didn't bother them. Pile it on the floor. Right? People didn't think like that. My granddad had a saying. He said, peas and pone, eat it or leave it alone. And he said, such as it is, you're welcome to it. They didn't apologize because they didn't have, you know, quail on toast. We need to get rid of trying to act like that we're at a place going dead up over our head to wear a couple of fancy clothes and a ring and come in and say, yes, hallelujah, I believe in prosperity. Hallelujah. And then somebody talk about, well, let's go over to your house and have a cup of tea. And you go, no. Because you live in a dump and you know when they walk in, they're going to realize that you've just been hyping a bunch of stuff. You can't enjoy your friends. I said, you can't enjoy your friends. Life is too short to do all this dumb stuff. You are my friends if you do what I command you, and with the characteristic of a friend, we talked about a couple of them, but he said the friend is taken into counsel. All things that I've heard of my Father, I have made known to you. Be ready for this now, because God's going to do some things in your life, personally and ministerially. The job that's ahead of us, no one man or one ministry or three or four churches can do.
No.
And before there will be the interlocking of faith shields and the joining of anointing and graces, there must be the removal of all this junk, this pride and this selfishness. And we got to open our lives and let people see what's there. And if they are a friend, they'll be glad. Amen? And you know, you'll find out something. Several years ago, there were some people that I had to be honest, I had to struggle with envy about. Because I just thought, man, they're so far out beyond me. And you know, they got things in God that I want. I wish I was there. But I, you know, had enough sense to just get my mind off that and get back on doing what I'm supposed to do. And a few years later, found out I was way ahead of them. Didn't know it in those things I was talking about. And you know, it'll be that way a lot with you. You'll find out some things, and maybe, you know, the devil's lied to them and said, well, you know, they're too far out for you. You know, they wouldn't even like fellowshipping with you. And he told you the same thing about them. Huh? He's a liar. Just strip it all off and bare your soul and amen and say, such as it is, you're welcome to it. Amen. And they might smile and say, that's better than what I got. And the flow begins, the reciprocal sharing of fellowship, and you're mutually edified. That's supposed to happen all over the body. Now go back with me to John 13. All these things are great and good, but we have another couple of things to get to. John 13. Jesus loved his own, loved them to the end, and he demonstrated this love in such a timeless act. He got up from supper. He is the master. He is the Lord. And they do love him. And he got up, pulls off his clothes, and he had some nice clothes. He pulled them off, laid them aside, took a towel wrapped around him like a slave might have, got some water and brought it over and knelt down in front of them and started washing their feet. Now, the very terminology of friend means dear, fond. And you'll see this in mothers and daddies with their babies, with their children, in, you know, husbands and wives and friends. You ever seen somebody reach over and brush something off of or try to straighten something? Or look what Jesus did. He got down and he took what would have been the lowliest and the dirtiest part. And he's not just trying to prove that he's something. He did this with tenderness. He did this with every touch. He's saying, you're dear to me. You're precious to me. He's thinking, in just a few hours, I'm going to the cross, and I'm glad to do it for you. For you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Love, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.